702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
All right, 20 after 8, let's check out what's happening on the rest of the planet. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. So, as Donald Trump exits the international stage, enter Boris Johnson. Your PM angered China, I imagine, with his latest COVID theories?
Theories, speculations, that sort of thing. Yeah. Yes. Who has Boris Johnson offended today? He's decided to offend China. He basically is now accused of groundless conjecture by the authorities in Beijing over the fact that our prime minister suggested that people grinding up the scales of pangolins for Chinese medicine may have created the COVID-19 problem that the whole world now has. Our prime minister suggested the coronavirus is the product of an imbalance in man's relationship with the natural world. He may well be right about that. And then, of course, being Boris Johnson, he had to start bringing up his classical education. As Boris put it, like the original plague which struck the Greeks, I seem to remember in book one of the Iliad, it is a zoonotic disease. It originates from bats or pangolins from the demented belief that if you grind up the scales, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, calling it a demented belief is probably also somewhat, I would say, insulting. Beijing's foreign ministry has talked about careful and meticulous studies. But do you know what? The World Health Organization go in finally, we believe, tomorrow. So maybe we'll find out if pangolin scales and Chinese medicine are possibly at the root of this. But it doesn't help when you're leader of your country starts shooting his mouth off. And, you know, this is stuff that surely belongs on the back pages of the social media platforms that are around the world. You know, people tweet this stuff. You don't expect your prime minister to talk about it in a formal speech.
As I said, I think he's taking on the legacy of Donald Trump. I don't know, between Boris Johnson and your health minister, Matt Hancock, and the kind of irresponsible statements, I will even go as far as saying that they issue at times, it is a concern. Let's stick with your part of the world. An Irish apology. This is a report into the deaths of children in care homes. This is concerning.
Yeah, there's been a lot of stuff about these so-called mother and baby homes in Ireland, in particular what happened there between the 1920s and the 1990s. 56,000 unmarried mothers, 57,000 children born to them in these homes, often run by nuns and Catholic priests. And the verbal abuse, the physical abuse on occasions. If you've seen the film Philomena, that, of course, touches on rather a lot of what happened. What Philomena didn't necessarily completely handle was the deaths of children in these institutions. And now this report has come out in Ireland saying about 9,000 children died in 18 institutions. And the mortality rate was just awful. There was often no pain relief and no help for these young women giving birth, shunned by their families and by their communities for the shame, in inverted commas, the shame of being pregnant and unmarried. And here we are, these, in some cases, only few years later, and the Irish government, the Taoiseach, Michel Martin, has said that absolutely the government will apologise for the appalling level of infant mortality, for the dark, difficult and shameful chapter. But also, as he says, this was not just a Catholic thing. This was the whole country complicit in this terrible crime. So it takes something, doesn't it, for a government to come up with that.
And finally, Adam, a Brexit sandwich, the latest cross-border problem for the UK and the EU.
Yes, there are a lot of customs officers in the European Union and indeed in the UK scratching their heads over how they apply the rules. 12 days into our new Brexit world, for instance, there's a huge tariff on bananas from Ghana because for some reason they got left out of any kind of extra trade talks, and so problems there. Cannabis oil medication has been halted, which is a real problem, particularly for epileptics who have relied on it. We've seen holdups because of red tape between deliveries from the British mainland to Northern Ireland, likewise from Scotland to the EU, in particular seafood exports, and that's worth a lot of money, smoked salmon and lobster and so forth. But the headline maker is the British truck driver who pitched up at a port in the Netherlands and was told by a Dutch official, "We are confiscating your ham sandwich." He had his lunch in the cabin there. It's wrapped in cling film. But for some reason, that counts as a meat import, and they confiscated it. As the Dutch customs official put it, "Welcome to the Brexit, sir," only with a Dutch accent.
A Brexit sandwich indeed. Adam Gilchrist, that's this morning's Worldview.